This was 20 years of Historic Hudson advocating, educating, encouraging, offering awards annually to people who worked on their buildings. And I'd like to say that, you know, most other cities have to do it with lots of public money, with banners and gas lights and brick sidewalks. And Hudson did it by individuals committing to Warren Street. And it's really quite moving to see. I haven't seen the whole exhibit in 20 years. It will be mounted on Saturday, October 1st at a benefit opening and will be up for the month of October. We decided it should be seen on Warren Street, visible from the sidewalk. We looked at many places, and it will be at Vince Mulford's shop at 419 Warren, visible through the windows at night during the day, accessible during all business hours. He's open during the week. And people can walk in and look closely and then walk Warren Street and see what a difference there is.
Do you have any idea how many of the buildings were lost between then and now?
I know of one.
Just one?
But I don't know that for a fact. And, You know, it's going to be fun to walk and look and think.
Sure.
But there is one photograph. And Carol Osterink, who is on our board at Historic Hudson, and, of course, all of you know as Gossips Rivertown, there's one print that she goes, really, we shouldn't focus on that. You know, that building was lost. Hmm. But that is part of the reality and part of the story. We win some. We lose some. Some were not successful renovations. Most are quite beautiful and quite moving. And Vince Mulford took a building, personally invested in it, has his shop there, and we are honoring that. That's where we're having our gala benefit and where the show will be.
It opens October 1st.
October 1st, Saturday evening. And it is a benefit party, and then it will be free and open to the people or to the public for the whole month until November 1. But we're working with many businesses on Warren Street as sponsors and underwriters of this. It is our big fundraiser for Historic Hudson this year. Those of you who know Talbot and Arding Cheese and Provisions, they're doing the catering and made a substantial donation to it. Stair Galleries has made a substantial donation. We're working with Hudson Wine Merchants. They'll be providing the wine.
Alan, you hear that?
Good wine.
No, Alan doesn't care.
Oh, okay.
As long as it packs a punch. Right, Alan?
It packs a punch. Hudson Standard.
I refuse to acknowledge that he even said that.
But, you know, and so Flower Kraut are doing the flowers. And so we're looking to Hudson and businesses, but specifically Warren Street businesses, to celebrate place. And I know people waggingly, jokingly say, oh, Warren Street, it's our campus quad. But, you know, it is. And it is the heart and soul of the city. And that is where you go to see and meet people. And it is the spine. And it has been invested in and loved, and I think we need to celebrate that. We are, Lynn Davis is very graciously offering to sign.
Oh, I just wanted to mention, you can't mention prices, by the way.
Okay.
But you
can
mention.
She's offering to sign prints, and we are offering them for sale all during the month. And we've already sold 38 through our sponsors.
Wow.
But they will be offered framed, and we're working with Sketch at 701 Warren. So the prints will be signed and delivered there, and then the people who buy them can pick up their framed artwork at Sketch. And again, working with Warren Street in itself.
Alan, do you know, does your organization get many requests for photos of the building as it was originally or as far back as you can produce it?
You know, we get the strangest requests. But and our executive director, Lisa Wahlbecker, in the office will send me an email about, you know, something that comes over the transom. A lot of the requests are about the Bronson House, but we do, and we have a series of glass plates of the Rolls Studio Collection photographs.
Oh, that's right.
And a lot of requests are that.
And a lot of those are on your website, aren't they?
A lot of them are, not the complete. And also Byrne Fone, in his book on historic Hudson, many of the plates are in that, and that tends to be where the requests come from. There are some other historic collections about, and we've been talking about putting together something to organize for people to look. I know the owners of the new owners of what was the Iron Horse Bar, for instance, found an historic photo from the Rolls collection. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll be printing it and hanging it in the new in the new facility. But you know, due to social media, Instagram, the Bronson House has this wide following of young people who contact us. Sometimes they'll be found on the grounds of the prison by the guards, who now carry Lisa Weilbecker, our executive director's card, and say, please leave, but call this woman. And you can arrange access. So
were they looking for Pokemons or something?
And I don't know, but the young people are fascinated by buildings that have not been over-restored. And there's a love of reality and authenticity that is really quite interesting. They're all in their 20s.
It's like they like old industrial buildings and spaces that are not all...
And I think if you grew up in a house that was full of plastic, you like reality. And I do wonder and wish and hope we get an interesting, engaged, new audience at this Warren Street project to look at Warren Street closely. And, you know, it's hard to look at it when you're walking there, but to look at it from a distance. And these are gorgeous photographs. Each one is a beautiful portrait. I get to pick out one because I'm a sponsor, so I don't know which one I'll pick.
The Tainted Lady Lounge.
The Tainted Lady Lounge. I don't know.
Which is currently the current Savoya.
That's right.
I think the Hudson Opera House is going to get a lot of buyers because it's such a stately photograph. But it will be fun to see. And that will be for the whole month, and there will be a list there so people can sign up and order one. And it takes about 8 weeks to have them printed and framed and turned around. So I won't mention the purchase price, but it is a donation to Historic Hudson.
I just want to say, going back for a minute to the vision plan.
Certainly.
And what came out of that whole effort. When I was looking at real estate in Hudson and looking for a house,
to expand your empire, yes.
Yeah, to expand my empire. The late, I'm not going to remember his last name, this is terrible. Tom Eaton was the broker. And he was involved in the vision plan. Everybody, it seems, or a lot of people, a great variety of people, both newcomers and people who'd lived here for a long time, were involved in the vision plan. It happened just before I came to Hudson. But the fact that Historic Hudson grew out of that, I think, is very telling.
It's actually quite moving, and I didn't know that until recently. And also, I think it's timely. If you remember, George H.W. Bush always talking about the vision thing.
Well,
I think it would be fascinating to try to revisit those files to see how that has evolved. Is that still our vision? Have we achieved things? And what's 22 years later? But I do seriously think that it's a moment to look at this after 20 years of really quite a success with individuals working on individual buildings. We're now looking at this larger, greater whole of the city. We're focusing on the waterfront. Our LWRP, which is the local land and water...
Local Waterfront Revitalization Plan.
We're looking at this potential Bronson Park. You know, I'm looking out a window looking at the 7th Street Park. I look at the entrance and Promenade Hill. It's the public realm is sort of our next chapter.
I think so, too.
And we look at and I think it's important to think of Warren Street as a place. And it is a public plaza and piazza. And if we start thinking of that with the 7th Street Park, Promenade Hill, the waterfront, Bronson Park, it starts being the thing that ties it together. And I think that is our next 20 years.
Well, it's interesting. When I was looking at the house, just to go back for a sec, I had a friend with me, and she said to Tom Eaton, "What do you do in this town anyway?" And he stopped for a moment, and he said, "We go to meetings." And it was at the time of the vision plan. And I've heard more stories about the vision plan than anything else since I've lived here. And I'm sorry I missed it.
Well, maybe we need another vision plan.
Yeah,
vision
maybe.
Thing. But there is an active waterfront committee. But
yes, there is. I mean,
are you on that, Ellen?
Yes, I am. Are you on it,
yes,
Tom?
I am.
There you go.
There you go. This is going to be an interesting party, I think, and
it will be.
Well, I can't wait to see the pictures.
Yeah,
as you know, Ellen, when that one summer when my daughter was living here with me, and
right.
we walked up and down the street every day in both sides, and all we did was constantly stop and admire the incredible architecture on,
right.
on Warren Street.
But
it's just unbelievable.
Then to remove it once and look at it a photograph.
I know
it just takes it to this other place that you can sort
right.
of. Think about it and focus on it. And I don't know. And to me, Warren Street has always looked like a bookshelf. You know, that each building is like a book on a shelf that you can pull out and read. And it tells an amazing story of American architecture.
It's funny you mention that, because last night I ran into somebody and we discussed the Tainted Lady.
Hmm.
And he told me the complete history of that space. It was very interesting.
That's a whole radio program.
Yeah.
It is.
But you can do that with a lot of the buildings, especially the ones that had commerce involved.
Well, it would be very interesting to have those stories recorded in some way so you had a better history of each building.
And I think also...
There's a project for you, Ellen.
There you go.
I don't want to say that Warren Street was sad looking 20 years ago, but it looks quite different now. And I think people forget who were here. And I think people who have been here in the last few years and recently will want to know and see and know that they, too, can make a place better by just... focusing on it, investing in it. And I have long thought that historic preservation isn't about the past at all. It's always about the future. And I think we can look at this show and talk about the future of Warren Street and what is it that we're handing on to the future. And we get to live with it now. But part of this train for authenticity isn't sniveling about the past. It's really... what do we hand on to the future authentically? And it tells the story of past lives, our lives, and I think I hope we can have interesting conversations all month of October within that space. Poor Vincent, he's still running his shop in there. You know, there might be lines, but and Eric Penderleith is a woodworker with a shop down towards the railroad tracks. Who will be building the displays, and they're being built on these essentially tables that will be throughout, winding around the columns of Vincent's shop. And he's donating his services, and again, another business that we're focusing on and you know, looking at this as a community project.
Well, how can people find out about this party if they want to go?
HistoricHudson.org.
There you go.
One word with a dot in somewhere towards the end. But that will have the information on it, and there are posters all up and down Warren Street.
I suppose if they want to become members, they could also go to that site.
You can go to historichudson.org and become a member at any level.
Yeah.
And
I've just picked up a pen, which Alan gave me when we were sitting in the green room here at WGXC.
Swag.
And it is a pen that says Historic Hudson.
Why don't I get it?
I'll tell you why. Because
she gets all the swag on this show.
But Alan has already stolen my pen, my favorite pen.
Oh wait, this says Paper Mate.
Oh,
Paper Mate.
Oh,
the pen is advertising Paper Mate.
There's another one.
Here, you can have mine.
Oh, thank you. Oh, there we go.
No, here it is, Tom. Here it is.
Oh, yeah, nice.
There.
Okay.
Are these pens going to be available at the event?
They will be.
Because it's another reason why people will go.
I can guarantee there will be a jar of them.
They'll want to fill out the order form
for the print. Mm-hmm.
By the way, classy.
Lynn always shoots in square format, mm-hmm. The 2.25 film. And these are 10 by 10 prints. And when they're framed in a black wood frame, they're 17.5 by 17.5. Mm. They're quite beautiful. And you can, if you fall in love with 10 buildings, you can buy 10 prints.
I know what Ellen's getting.
Which building?
The Opera House, of course. She spends half her life there.
Of course.
Only half. I'll buy half a photograph. Half. I don't know which half, though. The top half, I think.
You know, like Red Dot is one of our sponsors. They have purchased a print. Reagan and Smith, Rural Residence, you know, Hudson Home.
Yeah, Kelly, I would think Dots, anybody who Vincent owns a building or works in a building would like that idea.
Yes.
I know. And Lynn Davis. I mean, she is a very important mm-hmm. photographer.
She is indeed.
And to have a signed print by her, and also a community member and part of this process and product, I think is really quite special.
Once again, the opening event is on October 1st at Vince Mulford's shop on Warren Street. And if you want more information, go to historichudson.org.
And how do you know about all this?
I don't know that
You
much.
Know it in advance.
Oh, are you trying to reveal my connection?
Yes.
Just because I made that comment about Hudson Opera House, I know. Yes, my wife is vice president of Historic Hudson, okay?
And yes.
You happy now?
And yes, I'm on the board of the Hudson Opera House.
And the party is at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
For a specific reason. So many of the shop owners couldn't make it to an earlier cocktail party. And again, this is honoring Warren Street and those who work on it, invest in it, live on Warren Street.
Well,
and also
know,
all of Columbia County, the whole city. It is our county seat.
As our the head of our HDC once pointed out as she was applying for a certain grant, the amazing thing about Hudson is how much of it has been private investment that has done all this. Very little of the redevelopment of Hudson has been done with tax money or abatements or anything like that.
That's right.
Which is funny because the things that were torn down during the 70s were done with government money. So, you know, in the form of urban renewal, so which should have always been called urban removal. But, you know, some of the remaining ugly buildings that were in replacement were at the public trial.
Using public funds and tax incentives, et cetera. And it is really quite a story in America that individuals matter and take care of the place that they choose to live and do business in. And I think all of us are beneficiaries of that collective goodwill. It makes a better place to do business for everyone. And I hope people look at this, think about Warren Street, and think what they can do to help make it better.
I have a friend who actually liked it better when it was down and out. But she also happens to like Times Square better when it was down and out.
You know, I sort of like Times Square better. But I have a love for plywood, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of it. There was a lot of it covering windows.
Love for plywood.
I do. It's a beautiful
Well, go to the corner of go to the northwest corner of 3rd and Warren. You'll see plenty of plywood.
There's plywood there. It reminds me of the old days. So, anyway.
Well, thank you, Alan, for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks so much.
One last time, October 1st at 6 p.m. is the opening to this event that will be going on for a month. For all further information, go to historichudson.org, and the event will take place at Vince Mulford's shop on Warren Street.
What's the address there?
419.
Near the police station.
Yes. So visible at night when the windows are there on the street, the party will be in the tin ballroom on the third floor.
But the total exhibit will be downstairs?
Downstairs and up. We're taking over the building.
Okay.
Great.
So, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Alan Newman, the president of Historic Hudson, a worthy organization based here in Hudson, New York, committed to the preservation and of all that's great and historic about Hudson. Thank you.